From when we get up to when we sleep.
Each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad until the day is done.
Whatever happens, we will follow God's Son.
Hello.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah. It's so good to be here for this episode of Follow the Sun.
Yes, it's a time to listen so we can hear some of God's big story from the Bible. And this will help us to think about how we can follow God's Son Jesus as we go about our day.
Let's start our episode today with a game.
Why, what are we going to play together today, Sarah?
Today's game is called What's Missing?
Oh, that sounds fun. But how do we play?
Well, I have the sounds of five different animals, and I'll play them all for you in a second. In each round, I'm not going to play one of the animal sounds, and you have to shout out which animal is missing.
Ooh, that sounds like great fun. But what are the five animal sounds, Sarah?
I'll play them now. If you're listening along, shout out the animals along with Katie. Ready?
Yes. That's a... Shout it out! Pig!
Yes, brilliant. Here's the second one.
Ooh, that's a sheep.
Very good. The next one is a...
That's a dog.
You're doing really great. The next one is a...
Oh, that's easy. It's a cow.
And the last one is a...
That's a duck.
That's right. We have a pig, sheep, dog, cow and duck.
Okay, let's hear them all together one more time before we take one away.
Okay, round one. Which animal is missing?
Are you ready with your answer? Shout it out in 3, 2, 1, dog!
Well done if you shouted out that the dog was missing.
Round two now. Which one is missing?
Which one is missing? Shout out your answer in 3, 2, 1, cow!
Well done if you shouted out that the cow was missing.
Round three now. Which one is missing?
Are you ready to shout out your answer? Shout it out in 3, 2, 1, pig!
Great job at home if you said the pig was missing. That was a really fun game about things that went missing.
Another way of saying something is missing is to say it is lost. And that's what our story is about, isn't it, Sarah?
That's right, Katie. Today's story is about some things that are lost, but they all get found again.
We'd love you to get involved in our story today by making the sounds this time.
That's right. Throughout the story, we will stop and ask you to make the sound of the things that we're talking about. You'll know when to make a sound when you hear this noise.
Oh, I love making sounds. Let's do an example.
Okay then. I was walking down the road earlier when I heard a bird tweeting. Yeah, you've got the hang of it. Let me try too.
Okay. When I was walking today, I went past a rushing river. That was great. I think we know what we're doing now. Shall we get started with today's story?
I think that's a great idea.
One day, Jesus was talking to a large crowd of people who had done bad things. They gathered around Jesus, wanting to hear what he had to say.
The Pharisees, who were the teachers of the Jewish law, called these people sinners and believed that because they had done bad things, they should be avoided.
But Jesus was different. Instead of avoiding sinners, he spent time with them and even ate food with them. This made the Pharisees angry.
"This man is friends with sinners, and he even eats with them," they grumbled to themselves.
Jesus heard the Pharisees complaining, so he spoke to them and told them three stories.
Jesus said, "Imagine you were a shepherd that had 100 sheep. I hope you did some buying for our sheep."
Jesus continued, "While you looked after your sheep, one goes missing. Wouldn't you leave the 99 sheep behind and go and find the one that was lost?
And then when you found your lost sheep, wouldn't you call all your family, friends and neighbours and say, 'Isn't it wonderful? I've found my lost sheep.'"
In heaven, there would be even more celebration over one sinner who said sorry than over 99 people who didn't need to say sorry. I hope you are making some big celebration noises where you are.
Jesus started his second story. "Or what about the woman who had 10 silver coins but lost one? She searched the whole house over and over until she finds it.
And when she finds her lost coin, she shouts for joy. Let's hear your best whoops. She calls her family, friends and neighbours to come and celebrate with her, saying, 'Isn't it wonderful? I found my lost coin.'"
In the same way as this, there is a bigger celebration in heaven with the angels when one sinner says sorry, Jesus said.
"Or what about the man who had two sons?" Jesus said as he started his third story. "The younger son went to his father and said, 'Father, give me my share of the money.' So the father divided his money between both of his sons.
The younger son then packed his bag with his clothes and money and travelled to a distant place. I wonder what sound you came up with for that one.
The younger son wasted his money on parties and celebrations. Oh, good party sounds there. Did you do some dancing as well?
But soon the younger son ran out of money and the country he was in ran out of food. He was in trouble.
The younger son managed to get a job feeding some pigs. Let's hear those oinks. Well done.
The younger son became so hungry, he felt like eating the pig's food. Ooh! So he said to himself, "How many of my father's servants at home eat better than this? And here I am starving. I will go back to my father and say sorry, and will ask to be one of his servants."
The younger son gathered his things together and set off on the long walk home. Let's hear those footsteps as the son walked along. Great job.
Sometime later, the father was looking out down the road and he saw someone coming. It was his son. He ran down the road to see him. He was so filled with love that he threw his arms around his son in a big hug and kissed him. Ooh, some great kisses there. Well done.
The younger son started his speech. "Father, I have sinned against you and I am not worthy to be called your son."
But the father stopped him. He shouted for his servants to come over. Some great shouting there. "Quick!" the father said, "get the best robe for him. Give him a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. And get the fattened cow." "I hope you're doing some big moves. We're going to have a party because my son was dead but is alive again. He was lost, but he is now found."
So they threw a massive party with food, music and dancing. Your party sound brilliant. Meanwhile, the older son was returning home from working in the field. He heard the party, so asked some of the servants what was happening.
When he found out about the party, he became angry and he refused to join in the celebrations. The father came out to him and asked him to join in.
The older son said to his father, "Look here, I have worked for you for all these years and never did anything wrong, but you have never given me a feast to celebrate with my friends. But this son of yours, who wasted all of your money, has come home and you throw him the biggest party."
The father replied, "My son, I love you and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be happy because your brother was dead but is alive again. He was lost and now he is found."
What a brilliant story. It can be found in Luke chapter 15 in the New Testament of the Bible.
Isn't it amazing that Jesus finds us when we are lost? When we go to Jesus and say sorry for all the bad things we've done, he forgives us and brings us into a great big hug and throws a party in heaven.
I think the Pharisees missed the point, didn't they? Jesus wants everyone to be part of his family. Not just people who think they're doing the right thing, but people who know they're not and need his help too. When we realise that we've made mistakes and say sorry to God, we go from being lost to being found.
That's great news, isn't it? We have a couple of questions for you now. You might want to talk about your answers with your adult. How do you feel when you lose something that is special to you?
And the next question. How does it make you feel to know that when you say sorry to Jesus for your mistakes, he shows you love and throws a party in heaven?
We're going to pray together now as we start our day.
We've got some actions to go with our prayer as well, haven't we?
Yes, we have. We'll start with our hands in front of us, facing down as we think about what we're going to give to God. Then partway through the prayer, we'll flip them over as we think about receiving from God.
Let's pray. Make sure your hands are out in front of you with your palms facing the floor.
Father God, we give to you all of the things we have done that have hurt you and the people around us. We are sorry.
Now turn your hands over.
We thank you that you forgive us when we say sorry and show us love and grace. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Well, that's all we've got time for today and for this series. But we still have a bedtime episode for you to listen to. So be sure to join Dave for that tonight.
And don't forget to tell your adults about the extra activities that go with all of our episodes, which you can enjoy at home. They can be found in our email newsletter, which is linked in the podcast description or on our website, bdeducation.org.uk.
I think that really is all we have time for now, Sarah.
Yep, I think so too. But we hope that whatever you're up to, you have a wonderful day.
Let's finish by saying our podcast rhyme together.
From when we get up to when we sleep.
Each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad, until the day is done.
Whatever happens, we will follow God's Son.
Goodbye!
Follow the Sun is a Blackburn Diocese Board of Education production. It was written by Sarah Earnshaw, David Harris and Rebecca Whittaker. The podcast was voiced by Sarah Earnshaw and Katie Turner, with editing and sound design by David Harris. You can find more episodes of Follow the Sun, as well as our other podcasts, on all major podcast platforms or on our website, bdeducation.org.uk. Whilst you're there, don't forget to sign up to our podcast newsletter for exclusive extras and follow our social media accounts for the latest news and children's work resources. We are on Facebook at BDBE Updates and on Twitter at BDB of E.